Go back to Romans 12:1. Go back to Romans 12:1. Thank you. I beseech you therefore, who? Brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do what? Present your body how? See, he's telling you what to do. You can't let your body rule you. I beseech you therefore, brethren, if you're going to live in the realm of the supernatural, you cannot let your body, you can't be a body rule Christian believer. You're going to have to crucify that flesh and tell it, no, you can't have four Coca-Cola today. I want five pieces of pie today. We're going to be with the Lord. But it's don't be like, no, I'm not. It's, I want a whole pie. He's no, I'm just going to give you one great big piece. No. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, how? Holy, holy. See, holy, holiness and righteousness is two different things. You're made righteous. You learn to live holy. I'm going to say it again. Holiness and righteousness is two different things. You're made holy. You're made righteous, excuse me. You're made that you're made that way. But you learn to live holy. You have to learn how to live holy. You just can't live in that kind of way. You can't put your mouth on everything, anything. Can't get involved in everything come along. Christians don't know how to get involved in the political field. You're all up in something you ought not to be involved in. You ought to be praying for them because that stuff they doing, let me go on. Anyway, that's why we pray for them. He said, except unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. This is the least you can do. The least you can do is present your body a living sacrifice. Why? Because I want to learn how to live in the realm of the supernatural. I've been made a new creature. I'm in the realm of the spirit. I got a mind and I live in a body, but I am a spirit. That's who I am. I am a spirit. Who are you? I am a spirit. All right, watch this. Watch this. Verse 2 says what? And be not what? And be not conformed to what? See there? You know what being conformed to this world? It's thinking like the world, living like the world, talking like the world, and doing like the world. That's conform. Be not conformed to this world, but be how? How do we do it? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How do we do it? Oh, we got to change our mindset. We got to get that mind right. Let me just make a statement here, and we have to search it out. Let's just make a statement. Everything you ever need in life, walking with God. Everything you ever need. I don't care where you live here on this earth, whatever number of years you live. And throughout eternity, the Lord just said to me about some things of eternity. He had me thinking. And if I get to it, I might tell you, but let me just finish this. Everything you will ever need on this life, in this life, on this earth, and throughout eternity already been provided. I don't care what, listen, say this with me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I possess a soul. I live in the body. I don't care what you need in every realm of life, be it spirit, soul, or body, God has already provided. But Satan can touch this natural part of us. And that's why he wants to get his hands or get you away from the spirit realm, get you away from who you are in the spirit, and get you addicted and controlled by the flesh, and get your mind, keep your mind unrenewed to the word. He can control you. He and the flesh can control you. I found out this, maybe you hadn't discovered, your flesh will do anything you let it. Maybe you hadn't discovered that. It'll drink anything. It'll sleep anywhere. Come on. It'll do anything, say anything, cheat any kind of way, lie any, it will do it. If it's going to give it a little way for him, that flesh, to escape, to keep doing it, it'll lie in a second. If you're going to keep the pressure off of it, shoot. But to stand up and tell the truth, it takes a real person. Amen. To be real, say, yeah, I did that. I was wrong, Lord. And you know, that's why most of don't go to God, because they don't know how to stand up and be real. Say, Lord, you know I was wrong about that. I didn't do right about that, did I? So they try to think they're pulling the wool over God's eye. Come on. I don't know who deceived you like that. But if you will take time and do these things. Now, let me read verse 2 again. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? You got to get a new mindset, new way of thinking, new way. And you go to the word and let the word tell you how to think. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him form of a servant, being found in the likeness of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This mindset, he had this mind. And all the way through what was happening to him, he thought like God. His mind did say, oh, look what's going to happen to me. And when you get your mind set, when you get your mindset changed to think like God, you won't let your flesh rule you, and you'll cast down those thoughts that come to you that warn against your mind. You'll cast them down. So no, I'm not the sick. No, I'm not the confused. I'm not the mean. I'm not the cruel. I'm not none. I am what God says I am. And you tell your mind, you don't think like that. Somebody done you, I'm going to make sure I get even with them. No, I'm not that kind of person. Well, I don't think I'm going to tithe today. I think I'm going to sneak by. No, I don't think like that. Because I got the right mindset. I understand principle. I understand responsibility. I understand commitment. And I understand faithfulness. Am I helping anybody? Am I just up here just talking to the air? I'm learning how. See, we think the supernatural, when you mention supernatural, we think, whoo, glory to God, whoo. That may be in the spirit, it may not.